opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up, Mike Griffith's going to join us, Dog Nation, in the 5 o'clock hour to kind of help us recap what's going on today with all the news coming down from SEC Media Days. I don't know about you guys. When we get ready for football, and we are here now, by the way, as I say, SEC Media Days kind of kicks off the start of college football for me. Falcons training camp opens up next Thursday. Mike and I will be there, and we're off and running. But when you talk about the quarterbacks in this conference, Mike, whether it's DJ Lagway or Lenore Sellers, who was here yesterday with our buddy Shane Beamer. Garrett Nussmeier threw for 4,000 yards and 29 touchdowns last year for LSU. And I said yesterday, I think Brian Kelly's on the hot seat. I don't think you can clown around and think that they can lose, you know, a bunch of games and he's going to be retained. I just don't believe
Brian
that.
Brian Kelly has not won an opening game, start a season, you know, curtain raiser for the Tigers since he's gotten there. So that's kind of interesting. Lost twice to Florida State. You know, Clemson, by the way. It's going to be, you know, something to see because he kind of put Nussmeier, I'm not saying he put him on blast, but he did say the great leap that Jaden Daniels took between his second year in LSU and basically saying the same expectations for Nussmeier this season.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, Arch is there. You can talk about all these guys. The Austin Simmons kid out of Ole Miss, I absolutely love. There are a bunch of quarterbacks that could have a coming out party. But I want you to hear Nussmeier because, again, LSU, there is an expectation there, and he talked about it at SEC Media Days.
The high expectations that come with being at LSU and obviously the expectations that around this season, as I said before, they come from within now. You know, we have expectations for ourselves, and I think we've changed the way we think about it. We have the expectations, but not in a result-oriented way. And Coach Kelly's huge on being process-oriented, so not only in our individual processes, but now also as a team on what our thought process is, you know, it starts week by week. And so having that expectation from within ourselves, but also understanding that we have to go handle business week one in order to create that.
I mean, it's a monster game for Nussmeier. You're going into – this is the battle of who is the real Death Valley.
That's right.
Loser must leave town.
And Clemson is good, man. They're going to be good.
Well, Klubnik, it's all – and we all go back – you know, we'll talk more about the ACC coming up next week. But Klubnik and the expectations for Clemson, I mean, they still lost to South Carolina. They had some really bad losses last year, yet they still made the playoff. So, in the case of Dabo finally relenting on getting into the you know, in the transfer portal, more on that next week. But getting back to Nussmeier, that's a hell of a start. They lost twice to Florida State,
yeah,
and they lost to USC. So, Brian Kelly is yet to win week one for LSU.
So, real quick, Tiger fans, go Tigers. When you look at this schedule, it's daunting. Mm. And, you know, last year, Kirby talked about managing the Georgia schedule and how they went on the road and they played Texas and obviously they won that game and, you know, the fact they lost at Ole Miss. But I don't think anybody debated this was arguably the hardest schedule in the SEC. And then you look at the Tigers' schedule, LSU's Tigers, this year, and Mike talks about that opening game. All right, so, Mike, let's just hypothetically say you lose that game, right?
Well, the sky will be falling.
Yes, it will be. And it doesn't mean that the season is over. Right. But I also think the Florida game becomes extremely huge early in the season. So here's the hypothetical.
Right.
You lose August 30th at Clemson. You turn around, you beat La Tech, and then you've got September 13th, 2 weeks later, Florida. lose that game, what happens? Now you're 2-1, and all of a sudden, now the Clemson game doesn't hurt you in the conference, right. But the perception is, uh-oh, this is LSU, here we go. Then you get a cupcake, sorry, in southeastern Louisiana, and then you're at Ole Miss. Mike, you could be looking at 3 L's in the first 6 weeks of this season.
Right, and one thing about Brian Kelly is he might charm you at first, me and my family. But the guy is kind of starts with a P and ends with a K. And I'm not talking hockey puck. So he kind of starts to run people off, alienates people, throws players under the bus. All of that has happened the last 2 years at LSU. So it's thin ice. I mean, it's a legitimate hot seat.
It is. And that's the scenario. The other scenario is they beat the hell out of Clemson, they smoke Florida, and all of a sudden maybe they lose to Ole Miss. No big deal. You're rolling.
Right.
But if that other scenario plays out, and it's likely Florida will be ready. I think we went through that hiccup, as you said, there last year, and he was able to revive the program.
And he was, again, he was this close.
He was close.
He fired. We talked about Napier, the perception about recruiting last segment. But he's got a great quarterback.
I agree.
And the fact that, you get into a game, I think you felt if Lagway's 100%, maybe you can hang with Georgia. Maybe some fans felt they could beat the Dogs.
I feel like just looking at this schedule, based on what we know right now, again, this all changes once the season rolls around. But I got to tell you, A&M, they play A&M. They've got Alabama on the schedule, obviously, as they normally do.
A&M started like a house of fire, kind of faded at the end. South Carolina loss, but that's a tough physical team.
A lot of people like what they brought in. The problem for me is I've heard this all my life, so I don't buy it. But a lot of people, they like what A&M is. But South Carolina at Vandy and Texas A&M. I'm just telling you, it's a gauntlet, man. When you start talking about how you survive and how many games are going to be acceptable for them to lose, I see 3 L's on LSU's schedule. I really do. And Nussmeier, even if he's really good this year, it could be a problem. Here's Garrett Nussmeier talking about the tough schedule that they face.
Yeah, I mean, it's the toughest conference in all of football. And I think that's pretty evident. I don't really care what anybody says about it. To play an SEC schedule week in and week out, you don't get any rest. And so, when you go from what we did in playing A&M to then playing Florida, or to A&M to Alabama to Florida, like, that doesn't get easy, And so, definitely a learning experience, as I said before, just understanding when there's opportunity for me to make plays, when it's the right look, when it's the right play, that's when I have the opportunity to make plays, when it's clean, when it's not. So, just learning that.
Mike, he sounds confident. Sounds like he knows right. What he's talking about.
Remember when he came in when Jaden Daniels got hurt in the LSU in the SEC championship?
Yeah.
He made a hell of a lot of plays.
He did. No, he absolutely did.
And, he was zipping it.
And remember, I mean, Jaden's there. That's a great point. He waited his turn, right? Now he's the man. And we look to these big kickoff games. That is one that I'm going to be fascinated by as the season gets underway. SEC Media Days going on here in the ATL down at the College Hall of Fame. And, again, Mike and I will be broadcasting down there live. Today we're at Murph's hanging out, man, having a good time. People just hanging out, man, getting ready for the All-Star game. I just reposted a photo, Ronald making his way on the red carpet, Ronald Acuna.
Right.
Acuna for life! And, man, he's got this chain on, Mike. I'm like, ooh, he's all ATL'd out.
Right.
He looks great.
That was the one thing, nothing against Matt Olson, who gave it the old college try. But it was kind of a buzzkill. We were talking about that. And by the way, battery was electric. Walking in there yesterday.
Was it?
I mean, I'm never good at doing the head count thing, but sure there were a lot of people that didn't have tickets for the game or for the Home Run Derby, but just wanted to be a part of the experience that were in there. So, I mean, it was just, packed. And, I mean, walking through the concourses, packed. I mean, it was... it reminded me of the World Series in 21. I mean, it was just literally no room to wiggle. We were in Antigua Posta. It was like a sweat box in there. That's it was just that, how many hot bodies were in there. New bar, by the way, opened up called Crew. CRU, have you been there yet? Pretty tight. Some mixologists, some good-looking drinks. But, it was electric. But that was amongst the people we were talking about. A lot of kids, a lot of guys wearing Acuna jerseys, kind of bummed because he's going to bring – he would have brought a ton of swag. And everyone would have just gone bananas. It would have been electric.
I'm telling you right now, go to Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. I just retweeted it. This chain is dope. It's unbelievable. But he's there, and he's talking with some MLB folks and just, again, making his way into the red carpet. They've always done a really good job of making this a bigger event. Used to be, Mike, this, guys would just show up at the All-Star game, right?
Right.
And it'd be just, now it's all the build-up and
right.
the lead-up to everything that's going to happen tonight. So this is a part of it, but they're showing him come in with his wife, his kiddo, and he's dapping up a bunch of people as he's making his way in.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel for fans out there, and, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, does it make – I mean, like, still the All-Star game. We're still stoked, upset we lost it in 2021. That the voting laws, for those who understand it and don't, still on the books. And there were a lot more draconian rules with other states. And those other states had gotten the All-Star game. So I thought it was so much of nonsense in 21. I still believe that. I'll die on that hill. But now we got it. But do you feel that the Braves are so, well, for lack of a better word, uncompetitive? It takes a little bit of luster out of it.
No, it does.
Not more Braves in this game. It's a shame Chris Sale had the injury. Pretty cool to see Chris come in, do his thing as a starter in this, or a pitcher out of the bullpen.
You want as many guys to rep your team as possible when you get a chance to host this game. Of course, there's no – you don't know that going into it, right? Every year is different. But would there be more of a buzz if there were 7 or 8 of our guys participating in one way or another? Right. You know, even out of the bullpen, whatever the circumstances, maybe 2 more starting pitchers. However, it looked. But I think you just take it for what it is, man. And for Ronald Acuna, I think this is just more proof for a guy who basically missed the first 2 months of the season.
Right.
To come back, perform the way he has, and he's an all-star in his hometown. I mean, it's just
right.
It's more proof that he is him. He's the guy that I've been saying since 2018. He's going to be special. And then he's already, you know, earned an MVP. He's been Rookie of the Year. He's arguably the best player in baseball outside of the guy that's going to lead off tonight.
Right. Now, staying healthy. He's coming. He's hit the ground running. There's been no letdown. And by the way, I mean, do you feel
– And by the way, can I say this too? Because I know somebody's going to say, well, what about Judge? He's a different player. When Ronald is his five-tool guy, Judge doesn't do the things that Ronald can do.
Right.
Judge is an incredible power hitter. And yes, he hits a lot of home runs, but when you saw Ronald at his best when he won the MVP, nobody's doing that.
Right. Now, the thing with Judge, he is a guy we don't get to see very often. The Yankees will be here next homestand after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
But it is a dude, and you know how it is. The All-Star game, this is the only All-Star game in all of pro sports that is real. It's by the same rules that we play before the break and after the break. There's no flag football kind of nonsense in the NFL. Remember the old rules, no blitzing, all that stuff. The NBA is just, you know, it's just basically, you know, end-to-end. You got a little competitive here. They use the Kobe points system. But let's be honest, NHL, same thing. The only thing that brought the NHL in was making it an international affair, which kind of really brought some juice to it. But you got Paul Skenes throwing 100 miles an hour. And you got Aaron Judge, who could very easily, you know, hit it into, like, the interstate. That's why this is so cool. And it will be kind of neat to see that, even though down here we despise and loathe the Yankees. That's special. And it'll be in those Yankees gray that say New York. Well, our guys will be in their home duties because after that 4 years of crap from 21 to 24, we're out of it. And now we just see the guys in their home and away using. I'm loving this, man. You know me. I love this old school stuff.
I do too. Because it just gives you a sense of pride to have your guys wearing
right.
a uniform.
When you were a kid and your team, like for instance, if you were a Braves fan in the 70s, and the Braves weren't very good.
They weren't.
And I had the same experience when it was the Mets. And it was the guy for us back then would be like Lee Mazzilli, who you wouldn't know outside of New York other than watching This Week in Baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would stay up late as a kid to hope that he got in. Now, we got a pinch hit. He got a hit. Yeah, you know. So that kind of stuff. When the Braves, it was probably, you know, it was Murph, you know, for a minute. Of course, Joe Torre years, they won the division. But, you know, most of the other times probably it was Phil Negro.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be the one Brave.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, you're absolutely right. When those lean years.
Right.
And even when Murph was winning MVPs, man, I mean, it's funny. Everybody thinks like the Braves were winning world championships back then, and they weren't. I mean,
right.
He was great. We had some great players, but the team itself was not winning World Series, you know, year in and year out. I'll say this, too. And as you're talking about, you know, Paul Skenes, who's incredible. Scooble's pretty good, too. This kid is legit. So the two starters tonight, like, this is what it's about, man. And I don't know if it'll be 1-2-3, 1-2-3, up,
right.
down, but this should be really interesting to watch.
I'm looking at it back in the day. Of course, you know, our man Fricky got to see Hoyt Wilhelm.
He did.
No, sorry, he's not with us. Fricky's not. But, yeah,
it is kind of, might be.
Yeah, you know, listening, watching,
I don't care.
Judging. But, no, it is kind of cool to go back and you would see your guy. And, again, if it was an emerging star and then watch him, kind of like Dale Murphy, who came up as a catcher and then made things happen. But, yeah, tonight, looking forward to seeing that. Just wishing there were more guys in Braves white out there.
I did, too. It's unfortunate, but, you know, hopefully we get a good game and a competitive game. I do know this. It won't end in a tie. That's what I do know. 404-726-0929. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Do your research.
Yeah. See, baseball before, I got to be honest, I'm not 100% on Rob Manfred, but Bud Selig had the stupidest idea of all time after the, and this was on the managers, and I want to say it was Brenly and Torrey.
It was.
After the Diamondbacks and Yankees. And the idea was you got to save, look, somebody's not going to get in the game. It ain't Little League, okay? You got to have at least one or two pitchers in reserve. They didn't. They ran out of pitchers, and then Bud Selig goes, next year it matters. Okay, so then home field advantage. Stupidest thing in the whole wide world.
It was dumb.
You play 162 to earn that right, not to have it, you know, made up in an exhibition game.
Yeah, they wanted to bring back the competitive edge to the All-Star game. I covered that All-Star game, Mike, and it wasn't any more competitive than any other All-Star game. It was just weird, the fact that the way it played out. But yeah, so obviously we've gone away from that, and that's where that reference is. This is not going to end in a tie, and when it did, everybody was like, what do we do? What's going to happen? All right, we got a lot to get to, man. We are hanging out at Murph's today. More SEC conversation. Kirby, we're going to play him around 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
Guy's asking me, dude, what time can I hear Kirby? He was on with Andy and Randy. 4 o'clock, you'll hear what he had to say.
I found it. You're 1978 Atlanta Braves All-Star.
Give it to me.
Phil Niekro.
Here he is.
Biff Pokoroba. Yeah, no joke. And Jeff Burrows.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
77, Willie Montanez. For youngsters, he's famously snapped the glove on the catch.
It was a cool look.
Kind of a cool thing. So that was the, you know, years, you'd be like Gary Matthews in 79, one guy.
All right, man. Well, you know what? Again, our guys just represent tonight. Acuña for life. Does he go deep? I'm calling it right now. He's going to go deep tonight. Wouldn't that be special?
I'm just happy with a hit.
Can I just get a hit?
Save it for the second half.
Hey, man, coming up, 4th and 1's on the way. The Jets continue to hand out big checks. We'll tell you who just got one next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.